Hey everybody, this is Mark Manson, and this is a commentary for the article The Disease of More, originally published February 9th, 2017. This one is, there's not a ton of background on this one, and the little bit that there is explained in the beginning of the article, but I guess I can go into a little bit more depth. You know, as an internet entrepreneur and somebody who published my own work, you know, for like 9 years now, I'm networked with quite a few other like internet business owners, internet entrepreneur people, online marketers, things like that. And there's like this interesting confluence of demographics or groups, I guess you could say, between people who start businesses online and then people who are like way in the self-help. And so it's always fascinating to be part of these business-oriented groups to see how many of these people are like really into, you know, they go to tons of Tony Robbins events and Landmark Forum, and they read all the books and they read my stuff. And so it's kind of, that's fascinating. But at the same time, I often find myself in situations because, as you know, I don't particularly agree or love a lot of the stuff that happens in the conventional self-help industry and the just life and business advice industries. I often find myself in kind of an awkward position of hanging out with like some super successful people who are kind of like, you know, it's still kind of stuck in mindsets that I feel aren't necessarily helping them, or maybe like a placebo effect or something like that. And so I often find myself in kind of this awkward situation of challenging these people. And I was at this event, and it was surprising to me how many men, or I should say people, had reached like a really successful point in their career. They had great lives, really cool stuff. And they told me that they felt like lost, that they felt like there was something that they should be doing and they're not doing. And so they were going to like, they're joining more seminars or mastermind groups or hiring coaches to go do this stuff. And to me, this just sounded kind of crazy. Like, because first of all, the problem that they're facing isn't necessarily, it's a crisis of meaning. It's a crisis of, it's not a crisis of like, I'm starving or somebody in my family died. It's a crisis of like, this thing that drove me and got me up in the morning for the last 10 years is no longer, you know, I achieved it. So what do I do now? And it's one of those things that like, it sounds great, but when you experience it, it's actually very difficult, because you basically have to sit down and spend a lot of time asking yourself like, okay, what do I want out of my life going forward? You have to like reinvent a lot of goals and meaning for yourself. And this article was inspired by a couple of conversations I had at this event with people who their understanding of themselves, I guess, is like, you know, what drove them for 10 years is they wanted to build a $1 million company, and then they got the $1 million company and they're like, okay, well, I guess it's time to do the $10 million company. And for me, I just kind of stood there and was like, that's an empty, a very empty path. It's never going to feel any better. And, you know, for me in my own life, you know, when I was younger and starting my business, I had a lot of similar ambitions. Like I wanted to make a decent amount of money, and I wanted to be, you know, my work to be read by a lot of people, and I wanted to achieve a certain level of popularity. And you know, and when I achieved those things, I went through a similar kind of crisis of meaning of like, what now? And, I felt around and searched for it. And in the process of doing that, I quickly realized that like the answer was not the, you know, all right, let's just do it 10x. You know, like I had 1 million readers, now let's get 10 million readers. Like that's not, to me, that shouldn't be the primary goal of everything I do. And, it should be a side effect. You know, it's a welcome side effect of some greater goal. And so I just wanted to write an article talking about this. The Disease of More is, I've been told, by actually Ryan Holiday emailed me because he talked about the Pat Riley in his latest book. He said it's the disease of me. And I actually did some Googling, and it turns out Pat Riley did originally call it the disease of me, but it's since been mislabeled or misnomered the disease of more by other sports journalists and other writers. And so I actually haven't read Pat Riley's book. I've read people who have talked about Pat Riley's book. So that's where the disease of more came from. And that's why I got it wrong. But yeah, it's, to me, it's a pretty straightforward article. And, the section in it that I felt the most strongly, and it's a section that I wanted to write or talk about for a very, very long time, is this section, the self-improvement as a glorified hobby, because I am coming to the conclusion that it kind of is. I was talking to a friend actually just recently, and I was telling him, I was like, by definition, changing yourself is painful and uncomfortable. And so anything that you are excited to go do and like gung-ho and telling your friends about is probably not actually changing you, because real change is like, it's full of like icky emotions and shame and embarrassment and a lot of doubt. And so if you're going to some seminar and rah-rahing the whole time and coming home telling your friends how life-changing it was because you feel amazing, you know, what you paid for is something that makes you feel good, not necessarily something that actually changed you on like a deep level. And to me, that's a hobby. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's, you know, I just want to be honest about what it is. The Everest motivation poster, that's something actually my science teacher posted that long time ago, like back when I was probably 20 years old, and I loved it. I never forgot it. Every corpse on Mount Everest was once a highly motivated person. And then, yeah, seeing life as a game of trade-offs rather than improvement. It's funny, I didn't put two and two together, but the article I'm working on now as I record this, about a month later after writing Disease of More, is an article about life as a game. So it's funny that I was already kind of talking about life as a game in this article a month earlier. It just kind of shows that like a lot of what goes on in my head and my writing process isn't even conscious. Like there's shit percolating in there pretty much nonstop.